What were the first words that God spoke? God's first words were, "Let there be light." Let there be light. You see, the first thing that God did was to create light out of darkness. And ever since, God's heart has been to shine light into the darkness of this world. This morning, we're going to continue our series on what is the church. We've been looking over the past few months at images of the church in the New Testament. The church as the people of God, as the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the vine and the branches, disciples. And this morning, we're going to talk about the church as the light. We are light. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." So turn with me in your Bibles. We're going to look at a very familiar passage to many of you, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, perhaps the most famous sermon of all time. We're going to read Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Now we know from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount to his disciples, to his followers. So Jesus says to us, his followers, those who believe in him, who follow him, "If you are my follower, if you believe in me, you are the light of the world." That is our identity. We are the light of the world. And we find this theme throughout the New Testament. Paul said in Philippians 2:15 that you shine as lights in the world. In Ephesians 5:8, "Now you are light in the Lord." In Acts 13:47, "We are a light for the Gentiles." And throughout Luke 16:8, John 12:36, Ephesians 5:8, 1 Thessalonians 5:5, we are called the children of light. We are the children of light. So the first question is why? Why are we the light? And how do we become light? Why are we light? Because God is light. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "This is the message that we've heard from him and declare to you, that God is light." In his very essence, in his very nature, in his very being, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. A few weeks ago, we talked about the church as the family of God. Through faith in Jesus, we become sons and daughters of God. Now, if we are the children of God, and God is light, then we are the children of light. Why are we light? How do we become light? Well, secondly, Jesus says what? "I am the light of the world." In John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world." Jesus teaches us that if we follow him, if we believe in him, then we are light. In John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." If we follow Jesus, we will have the light. In John 12:36 and 46, he says, "While you have the light," that is Jesus, is the light, "while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." So how do we become the children of light? How do we become the light of the world? By believing in the light, believing in Jesus, we become children of God, children of light. Now, the question is, what is light? We talked about light, light, light. So what is light? Well, light is simply that which makes visible. Light is something which makes things visible, right? Light enables us to see. In the darkness, we cannot see anything. In the light is where we can see things. And so light makes visible. That's what Ephesians 5:14 says. And so light throughout the Bible is a picture of the Word of God. Light is a picture of the truth. You see, because the truth is like light. The truth makes things clear. Spiritually, when we're able to understand, when we're able to rightly, properly know things, that's like light. It's spiritual light. Now, God knows all things. And so his word is truth. God's word is light. And so the Bible, the Word of God, is called light. Secondly, what is light? Well, light gives life. We know that, right? Apart from light, there is no life. In fact, that's why there's living beings. There's life on this planet, because we're at a perfect distance from the sun. If we were too far away from the light of the sun, there would be no life on earth. And so light gives life. In the same way, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. His light, the light of God, is the light of life. It's through the light of God that we have true life. In John 1, verse 4, it says, in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the light is the life. Jesus is the light. He's the truth. And he gives us the life of God, abundant life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, very interesting. Paul says, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Paul reminds us of that old story when God said in Genesis 1:3, let there be light. And he says, just as God back then spoke light, he created light in the darkness. So today, God is shining light in the darkness of our hearts. You see, this world has so many lies, so many deceptions, and our hearts are dark. But God, the same God who back then said, let light shine in the darkness, he is shining the light in your heart and in my heart today. Now, what is the light? Paul says the light is the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. To know Jesus is to know God. And so the light, the life-giving light, the light that gives life, is the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the saving knowledge of Jesus, to believe in him. And so my first question for you this morning is, do you know Jesus? Do you know the light? Do you know Jesus, who is life? Jesus says, you are the light of the world. So the question is, are you the light of the world? Have you become the light of the world through faith in Jesus Christ? And God, who in the beginning said, let there be light, he created light out of darkness. He is today shining the light in your heart. There's no excuse, because you're hearing the message right now. The truth of Jesus Christ is the light that will give you life. Will you receive the life of God, the light of God that's shining into your heart, the truth about Jesus Christ? Will you receive that light this morning? Place your faith in Jesus and receive the light which gives life. Well, the major emphasis of Jesus in this passage, the first thing he says is, you are the light. But the major teaching, the major emphasis of this passage is, if you are the light, be light. That's your purpose. Be light, because you are the light. He says in Matthew 5, 14 through 16, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Jesus gives us two examples of light. He says we are the light of the world, and he gives us two examples. The first example is a city set on a hill. It's not hidden. Now, when you look up at night in the valley, you see those homes that are up in the mountains. You see the lights, right? They're visible. You can see them. You know, a year ago I had the privilege of going to Israel. I think it was a 10-day tour of the land of the Bible. Wonderful experience. And we were on the Sea of Galilee. We don't know exactly where Jesus held the Sermon on the Mount, but we know the approximate area. And we were on that, well, you know, when it says mountains in the Bible, most of the time it means hills, right? especially in Utah. You guys know, we know what mountains are. In the land of Israel, there's only one or two real mountains. Otherwise, they're just hills. So it says Jesus gave the sermon on a mountain. It was more like a hill. But anyway, when you're on this hill where Jesus somewhere gave the Sermon on the Mount, you can see down below the Sea of Galilee, and you can see the hills all around, and you can see these little villages that are perched on the top of these hills. And so it just gives you a mental picture when Jesus is teaching there and saying, you're like this, see these cities on the hill. They're not hidden. Everybody can see them. That's what you are. If we live for Jesus in this world, our lives are on display, right? Everyone can see us. We're not hidden. The second example is of a lamp. Jesus says, what's the purpose of a lamp? A light. You don't hide it in a bush. You set it up on a lampstand. Your lamps in your house, I don't know about you, but in my house, my lamps are, you know, they're on a pole. They're exalted. They're high up so that the light can light the room. Now here comes the exhortation. Here comes the practical. Jesus, what are you telling us? What do you want to say? What do you want us to do? Jesus says, in the same way, verse 16, let your light shine before others. So that's the command. What's the point? The point is Jesus is saying, you are the light, so let your light shine. That's your purpose. Let your light shine. Now, what does it mean to let your light shine? Well, Jesus says here, let your light shine. He says, they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. To let our lights shine is to do good works. To do good works. But not only doing good works for the sake of good works, but Jesus says our good works are supposed to point people to God. You see, our good works, people are supposed to see the good works and give glory to God. And so we're not just doing good works for the sake of good works, but we're doing good works and we're pointing people to Jesus as we're doing it. We're always pointing them to God so that they see our lives, they see what we're doing, and they turn to God. Our lives point people to God. You know, we recently moved into a home, and we have a family room downstairs, and it's dark. There's no windows in the family room. And there's one ceiling lamp in the family room. The problem with the ceiling lamp is it doesn't work. I've changed the light bulb like 3 or 4 times. I'm not a handyman, Justin, so I'll have to invite you over. I've changed the light bulb 3 or 4 times, and it flickers off and on, and then it turn off for a couple days, and then all of a sudden it'll come back on. It's a defective lamp. You know, what's the purpose of light? The purpose of light is to shine, to give light. I think to myself, what good is this lamp to me? I bought this lamp. Well, I didn't buy it, but I have this lamp, and it doesn't work. It doesn't shine. What good is it? And that's what Jesus is saying to us. Hey, you're light. If you are the light, then your purpose, your job is to shine. That's what you're here for. And throughout the Bible, throughout the New Testament, we're commanded to walk in the light, to live in the light. If we are children of light, if we are the light of the world, the Bible says, then we are to walk in the light. We are to live in the light. That's the message in 1 John 1:5. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with God and yet we walk in darkness, then we're liars. But if we say we know God, if we say we love God, if we say we have a relationship with God, then we need to walk in the light. In Ephesians 5, Paul explains what it means to walk in the light. He says, you are light in the Lord. If you are light, then walk as children of light. Live in the light. For the fruit of light, verse 9, Ephesians 5, 9, the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Paul says, just like Jesus says the light is the good works. Paul says the light is all that is good, all that is right, all that is true. To walk in the light is to do those things, to say those things that are good, those things that are right, those things that are true. He says in verse 11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but expose them. John gives another example of what it means to live in the light in 1 John chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. He says, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. But whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. To walk in the light is to love. To walk in darkness is to hate. A life of hatred, bitterness, is darkness. But a life of love, caring for others, is to walk in the light. Paul draws another interesting implication of what it means to walk in the light. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5, 7, and 8. He says, "You are all children of light. You're children of the day. We are not of the night. We are not of the darkness." In verse 7, he says, "Those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober." So that's interesting. Paul says, sobriety, a life in the light is characterized by sobriety. If you're getting drunk every weekend, Paul says you're not walking in the light. You're walking in darkness. Don't kid yourself. If you're going out there getting drunk all the time, that's not walking in the light. That's walking in darkness. And finally, the final aspect of walking in the light, of living in the light, that I want to share with you. In Acts 13:47, Paul says, "The Lord has commanded us, saying, 'I have made you a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Why did God make us a light? Why are we light? Paul says, "So that you would bring salvation to the ends of the earth." How do we bring salvation? We share the gospel. And so living in the light, finally, is characterized by sharing the gospel, sharing the good news with others. Read with me in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Philippians 2, verse 15 and 16. Paul says, "We are children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Is that not true? Our generation, is it crooked? Is it twisted? Would anyone disagree with me that our society is becoming increasingly twisted, increasingly crooked? Paul says our job is to shine as lights in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation. How do we do that? In verse 16, he says, "Holding fast to the word of life." We shine as lights in the world by holding fast to the word of life. Now, what's the word of life? The word of life is the message of the gospel, the truth about Jesus Christ. That word "holding fast" is interesting because it means, one meaning is hold fast, which is hold firm, hold on to, but it can also be translated to hold forth, to hold out the word of life. Isn't that our job? We have two tasks. We hold on to the word, we keep the word, we obey it, but we not only hold on to it, we hold it out. We offer it to others. We're living as lights. We're shining as lights in this world, holding on to God's word, obeying God's word, and holding it out, offering it for people around us. Amen? That's how we shine in this world. So most of you in here, we are the light of the world. That is our identity. As children of God, we are children of light. God is light. We're God's children. We are the light of the world. So the question is, are you shining your light? You're a lamp. The purpose of a lamp. Why do we buy lamps? We don't buy lamps to decorate. We buy lamps to shine. God saved you. He saved me to shine. That's our job, to shine our light in the world by living a life of good works, by sharing the gospel, pointing people through our lives, pointing people to God. And Jesus said, going back to the passage in Matthew, Jesus says that the purpose of a lamp is to give light to all in the room. To give light to all in the room. Very simple picture, right? You buy a lamp to give light to the room. Now my question is to you, what room are you in? What is the room that God has placed you in? You see, each of us has a job. We have a workplace. Each of us has a family, relatives. We've got friends. Each of us, we have a neighborhood, a house or apartment where we live, neighbors. That's our room, right? God's placed each of us in a room, a sphere of influence. And God says your purpose as light, you are the light, so your purpose is to shine. Your purpose is to give light. So don't be like my family room lamp, okay? Please. Some Christians are like my family room lamp. They flicker on and off. You know, one day they're on, one day they're off. You know, a couple days they're on, a couple days they're off. You know, one day you shine, for a moment you shine, and the next moment you're dark. You're hiding your light. Don't be like my family room lamp. Live in the light. Shine your light. Shine the light in your room. The room that God has given you amidst your workplace, amongst your family, your neighborhood. Shine the light. You are the light, so shine the light. Well, I have a final point I'd like to make, and I admit freely it's not in the text. It's not in Matthew, Matthew 5, but I think it's a very fitting conclusion when we're talking about the church as light, and that is our hope, our inheritance. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Paul says that God the Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. If we are the light of the world, then we have an inheritance of light. Amen. He says in verse 13 that God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. If we become the light of the world through faith in Christ, if we live as light in this world, then we have an inheritance of light to look forward to. We can look forward to the kingdom, inheriting a kingdom of light. The Bible says that God dwells in unapproachable light. No man has seen God because no one can see God and live. But God will give us new bodies one day. Bodies that are able to see him in all of his glory, in his unapproachable light. And I'm sure many of you are aware of the fact that heaven, is there a sun? Is there a moon in heaven? Does heaven have a sun? What gives light in heaven? God. God is the light that lights heaven. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 23, God gave John a vision of heaven, and John says, "The city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk." You see, the new heaven, the new earth that God is creating, the eternal heavens that we will inherit, the kingdom of life, it's lit by the glory of God himself. There's no need for a sun, there's no need for moon. It's always bright. It's always light in the kingdom of God in heaven, because the glory of God himself is what lights heaven. And that is what we have to look forward to if we live in this world as children of light. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 4 and 5, it says, "They will see his face." We will see the face of God. "And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever." So my third and final question for you this morning is, are you ready to receive the kingdom of light? Are you ready to receive the inheritance of the kingdom of unapproachable light, to spend eternity walking in the glory of God? No need of sun or moon. Light, pure light, shining in the city of light. And it's a comfort. It's a comfort for those of us who are living in the light, because let's face it, it's hard. It's not easy to live as light in this world. Amen? There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of temptations. There's a lot of trials. And it's hard. It's hard to live as light, to be the light of the world, because we're not perfect, right? But take comfort, because we are the light of the world. And if we shine our light, if we live a life in the light of the Lord, then we have a kingdom of light to look forward to. We have an inheritance of the light of the glory of God himself to look forward to, eternity with God, if we live our lives in the light. God's first words in the Bible were, "Let there be light." And from the beginning, God's heart has been to shine light, his light, into the darkness. And today, how does God do that? Jesus came as the light of the world, but Jesus died, rose again, and ascended to heaven, How does God shine light into the darkness of this world today? It's through you. It's through me. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. God's heart is to shine his light into the darkness of this world, and he does it through you. He does it through me. He shines through us. So I have two questions for you this morning. Well, the first question is, once again, are you the light of the world? Have you made that decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? And that's not a difficult decision. It's not a difficult thing to do. The Bible says we're not saved by works, but we're saved by grace through faith. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So are you saved? Are you following the light of the world, Jesus? Have you made that decision to give your life, to commit your life to Jesus Christ? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. Forgive me of my sin. Lord, come into my life and cleanse my heart. Give me a new beginning. Lord Jesus, you're not dead, but I believe that you rose again. You are alive, so I want to have a relationship with you. Come into my life. Lord Jesus, I want to follow after you. I want to live for you. If you have not made that commitment, if you have not prayed that prayer, then don't leave here this morning without doing so. If you need help, I'm glad to lead you in this prayer. The first question, are you light? But for those of us who are light, those of us who have committed our lives to the Lord, who live for the Lord, two questions. First of all, what room has God placed you in? What room has God placed you in? Your workplace, your neighborhood, your family, your friends, your relatives. What room has God placed you in? And the second question follows naturally is, are you shining your light in that room? Are you giving light to all in that room? That is your purpose. That's your job. That's your function. As light, our job is to light the room that we've been placed in, to give light to all in the rooms which God has placed us in. If you don't, who will? When we come to this place, yes, it's great that we all gather together. But when we go back out to our workplaces, if you don't shine the light in your workplace, who else will? If you don't shine the light in your neighborhood, who else will? If you don't shine the light amongst your relatives, your family, your friends, who else will? What room has God placed you in, and are you shining your light in that room? Are you giving light to all who are in that room? We are light, so let us walk in the light that we may inherit the kingdom of light, spending eternity with the light. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the light of the world. God, you said, let there be light. God, you are light, and in you is no darkness at all. From the beginning, it's your heart, it's your passion, Lord, to shine your light into the darkness. And we all agree in this room that this world is a dark place. This world is full of corruption, injustice, wickedness, and evil. It's a dark place, and your heart is to shine your light, the light of your truth, of your goodness. So, Lord, we ask, we acknowledge that you do this through us. It's through us that you shine your light into this generation, to this crooked and perverse world. So, Lord, we ask your forgiveness, first of all. Lord, we ask your forgiveness because we are the light of the world, and yet we acknowledge that so often we have failed to shine. And this morning we want to recommit our lives, to rededicate our lives. We confess and we acknowledge, we believe. Jesus, you said you are the light of the world, and we say back to you, yes, Lord, we are the light of the world. So, Lord, we want to rededicate our lives this morning and have a new purpose to shine our lights in this world. Lord, I pray for all the rooms. It would be totally amazing to add up all of the rooms, all the neighborhoods, all the family and friends and relatives, all the workplaces that are represented right here in this room. the rooms that you have placed each one of us in. God, I ask that we would give light, shine our lights in that room that you've placed us in. Lord, that we would be the light and give light to all who are in the room. Lord, we thank you for the promise of eternity, that one day we will walk with you in the New Jerusalem, your heavenly kingdom. Lord, we will see you as you are in your unapproachable light, and your light will shine throughout all of eternity. Lord, we thank you for this hope. In Jesus' name, amen.